Kiev. This is SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. We got a beautiful Sunday morning here in Tampa. I'm digging it. 73 and sunny. Get those clouds out of here. Thank you for tuning in to AM860 The Answer. If you are or listening here on Friday night, you listen to one heck of a ball game between the Florida Gators and the Florida State Seminoles. So Captain Matt Bruce told you to tune in Friday morning with me, and he called it. He said it'd be a heck of a game. So Captain was right on the money on that one, and Captain, I'll be talking again tomorrow morning from 5:47 to 5:57 about what's going on today and see how the Buckaroos do. But as I like to start every show, I want to thank our military personnel. Freedom isn't free. And God bless you men and women out there protecting our country and doing a great job, past and present, and our future military personnel. We don't give them enough credit, but we're always the first to criticize, and needs to stop. Policemen, too. Don't blame one bad cop for 99 good ones. That needs to stop also. Our men and women out there just want to get home safe and sound, just like you and me. So they pull you over, show respect, you'll get respect. You don't show respect, you're not going to get it. I don't know why that's so difficult, but I guess times have changed. Anyway, and I don't want to forget our firemen and women out there. Going into a fire, I don't envy anybody doing that. That smoke gets to you, you get burned, not pleasant. And God bless them for their heroism in that department. Well, with that being said, we're going to start the show off. I have Mr. Josh Levinson from FanDuel in here with me. He's got his good luck Buccaneer red shirt on. I like to call it a garnet, so we'll see how they come out today. Josh, we'll get more into it, but any chance the Bucs get upset today by the Browns?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, my.
Oh, no
doubt.
Not
being a homer, I like it.
No, never. We still haven't looked good this year. It's been the same thing all year long. Yeah, we've been better. Thank goodness, but you know we're still right there with the Falcons. We haven't looked great. We're just hoping that our division is going to be worse than us.
Well, there you go.
Browns
special.
Fortunately, we're getting him a week before Deshaun comes back. So,
yes.
But you know,
give Brissett credit. I think he's hung in there pretty admirably. You know, I give the guy credit.
Oh, yeah, he's been fine. He just is who he is.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. He's your serviceable quarterback who can keep you in the games, and you need a break here or there to win them. So that being said. Scott Levinson, good morning, sir. How you doing today, man?
I am just Humpty Dumpty today.
Attaboy.
I watched the Gators and Seminoles offensive teams play yesterday. Oh. I don't know what theme park the defenses were at, but they obviously decided not to play.
Well, they all had the over.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the highest scoring game in FSU Florida history, baby.
There was, I just, everyone's talking, and I understand we like scoring. We do love it. But for people to say, oh, what a great game. That was horrible defense.
Yeah, it was a defense
on both
optional.
Teams.
Yeah. A real good game's 28-24, 28-27. Then both teams played well, depending on what happened with special teams and turnovers. But, yeah, I mean, but
the average drive was, what, six plays?
Yeah.
Seven plays?
I don't mind a 21-17 game if it's played well. I don't know why people have to do that. Also in studio with me, Jeff Hawks. Jeff, big Dallas Cowboy fan. And I tell you, they played great on Thanksgiving against the New York Giants. I kid around about that division being the NFC least. But you know what? They're the strongest division in the NFC this year.
Well, I got one thing to say about that. How about them Cowboys?
Little Jerry Jones action there, sports fans. A
couple of things. I think we'll get into it on the show. But number one, let's give a lot of effort. You know, I'm in Florida now. I'm originally from Tennessee. I've been here for about 25 years. But let's give all the haters early Mike Norvell coach of the Seminoles. A lot of early haters, but I think coming from, I'm a Memphis graduate, watch Norville build a culture, watch him build an accountability team. He'll be well prepared, and I think in the coming years, I may have to eat these words because it's so competitive, but man, I think he's at home, and I think, you know, there, and I think he's finally got his recruits. I think you'll see some big things out of Norville and the Noles. Secondly, Bucks on the road, -3. Vegas thinks it's a 50-50 game, in my opinion. So let's root for the hometown Bucks. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. Please send all the hate mail to Scott Levinson. But, hey, I get a little glow when the Bucks lose.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
See oh. That is what you get.
No out of homer
a
today.
True Cowboy fan. And you know what it is? Do you know why their stadium there has the open roof?
So God can watch them play.
Bull. So people and fans, starting with Jerry Jones on down to Jeff Hawks, so their big damn heads can fit in that stadium all at once.
Well, they had a pretty good franchise, I'd have to say, wouldn't you?
Do I show any despise for the Cowboys?
Just a little bit.
Is too much? Too soon?
Well, there's only one team I think you despise more than the Cowgirls, as I affectionately call them, and that would be your Florida Gators.
They won yes? Oh, no, they didn't.
The Noles beat them, man.
Oh, dang.
That broke your heart Friday night, didn't
dang.
It? Dang. I hear you. Yeah. Hear you. Josh, how about them Noles, baby? FSU graduate here.
Yeah,
It was a great game, but it was way closer than a lot of people anticipated.
I agree.
It was definitely too close for comfort.
Yes.
You know, we got bailed out on what should have been a face mask penalty at the end, but it also shouldn't have been pass interference before it. So, you know, depending on how it goes, we did. You know, we had to beat them twice, and we did, and that's fine. But it's just our defense. Jeez Louise, making every one of their backs look like Emmett Smith.
Yes, exactly.
On the flip side, Jordan Travis looking like Michael Vick back there.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
My that play where he escaped 3 sacks and managed to get in, and he's working his sliding a little bit and getting the ball over the pylon in the end zone. But it was a great game. I agree with Jet in terms of FSU's pointing in the right direction after a few tough years. And I'm not even giving you a hard time on this one. I just hope that Miami can also build and establish the same thing so that the ACC can be competitive again, so that Miami and Florida State can, you know, get that rivalry going, bring the ACC back and different things like that. So it'd be cool. It'd be fun to see.
No, you know, sticking with college football here for the first 30 minutes, we're going to take Robbie's call right now. Robbie, welcome into the Sports Zone. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Pat, how about if they're big Seminole fans, what do you think about Seminole basketball?
Well, there's room for improvement there, to say the least. So we'll see how that finishes up. Go ahead.
Wait, who did Robbie pick last week? Robbie, you did pick the Seminoles over the Gators, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thought so.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. But I like when Robbie and I agree.
Yeah.
What about?
So the Bucks are going to beat the Browns today, and what do you got? The big story is, what do you guys think about Michigan going to the house and beating the Ohio State?
That's what I was just about to talk about, Robbie. C.J. Stroud, Mr. You know, Heisman, Mr. Quarterback. I tell you, he had more time and to throw than any time I've ever seen in my whole life, and they still got smacked around. That terrible pass rush on Michigan's team, but they won the game. God bless them, but I would have kept throwing the ball. It was terrible pass rush by the Wolverines, but go blue. Jeff, what do you think about that game?
Just one quick comment. Lest we forget, the Buckeyes have dominated Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had the stats in front of me, but I think what we all look forward to every year is the rivalry games in college football, and I think it's awesome to see the Michigan-Ohio State. Let's see what happens in the next couple of years, but kudos to Blue, and man, what a game! And I think we'll see it raise the level of play in that particular rivalry game every year. So.
I hope so. I hope the rest of the division gets going. You know, I mean, that's going to be kind of a funny championship game. Jeff, talking about that, as far as now, it looks like I believe I have to do more research. Josh, you're better and quicker on the computer than I'll ever be. I believe they're playing Purdue, Michigan, in the championship game. Double check me on that. And, I mean, I think Purdue has three or four losses. I mean, that, you know, I don't know. That brings up thoughts of, should we separate the Ohio? Okay, I'm on the money. Yeah, for once I'm right. God bless America. I wish, it's a money thing Josh just shared with me.
I was snapping for you. I was saying good job.
Sorry. No, because what I was just about to say.
Both apply, guys. Yes,
amen to
both
that.
Both apply.
Amen. But the Michigan-Ohio State, how about we get them out of the same conference? Okay, and how about we eliminate that rivalry game and see who makes it to the championship game? What's your thoughts on that, Josh?
They don't have one.
Yeah, they do.
Or they started having one when?
Yes.
Last year?
That's why I said they're playing Purdue this year.
Okay.
Michigan. Before that was the championship game. You're right, Scott. Yeah. That's why I'm saying, I don't know, I'd like to see that change, but we shall see. What do you think, Josh? Any shot of Alabama making it to the Final Four?
No.
Okay. See, Scott, you can relax.
I
just don't want to see it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, LSU was the paper tiger.
Yeah, they blew it.
They got
that hurt Florida State, by the way. Go ahead.
It probably did.
Same with the Clemson loss.
Yeah.
Yes.
It probably did, but and I'll say what I said last week. I think TCU's solid. I
want USC and TCU. That,
if USC,
I can't wait to see that.
Joshua
game.
And I had a long discussion about that. If USC runs the table, when they win their conference, there is no way you keep them out.
It's very simple. USC controls their own destiny.
Yeah.
If they win and they're in.
Well, we say that.
No, it's very. I will bet all the money. It's very, very simple.
There's no way
USC controls their own
TCU
destiny.
TCU control their
correct.
Yeah, correct.
You know. And I have to mention, I know it's not a Final Four, but it will be a New Year's Day top six bowl. Tulane wins against UCF.
Right.
They got a New Year's bowl.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So,
yeah,
I'm excited about that.
No, USC and TCU, it's on them. If they win, they're in. That's it. USC has to beat Utah, and TCU has to beat Kansas State.
And that's it. And they're in. Then it'll be... Now, what happens if Michigan gets upset by Purdue on a whim?
Then we have chaos.
Oh.
Then things are open for conversation.
Ooh, boy, I'm a Boilermaker fan.
Same applies.
Sorry, I love chaos.
Oh,
sorry.
I do too.
All right.
Same applies to Georgia.
Georgia, if they lose, who are they going to be playing in the championship game?
Who are they facing now?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, we'll get to that in 1 second for you.
LSU. So LSU could still. So
LSU ain't beating them. I mean, anything can happen, but no. So Georgia will be the number one seed. And then will they put LSU and USC against each other? Will they put LSU and TCU against each other? That'll be – and then Michigan against USC. Oh, yeah, that's what you're looking for. Michigan and USC, baby. I like that one. And then I think TCU can't – I don't think they'll touch Georgia. But then – can USC beat Georgia? Or can Michigan beat Georgia?
Right, because that's what they want to set up the championship to have.
Michigan,
Georgia.
USC will be like the Rose Bowl.
Michigan, exactly.
I love it.
Exactly.
Michigan, USC, without Keith Jackson calling the game.
It's not the granddaddy of them all,
no,
is it, Coach?
Not.
I know,
it's
man.
Not. We've heard that many times, though, but those were some
Well, speaking
games.
Of that, man, this Thanksgiving, you know, thinking about old John Madden. Boy, that was funny how he really made Thanksgiving a cool, you know, tradition for football. Old John. The Raiders, you know what? You can say what you want about that franchise, but just win, baby. And Al Davis saying no dictatorship here.
For Jeff, we are done with Tennessee and Memphis, and
well,
we're done with those teams, right?
Well, they'll be in bowl games, hopefully, doing something.
The Dairy Joy Bowl and
Dairy Joy and the Weed Eater Bowl. What's wrong with those games?
Hey, what bowl? We're in the Poulan Chainsaw
Bowl.
Yes,
you got it, baby. You know, people don't realize, Scott, it's funny you talk about that, but a lot of times the bowl games, because I don't care for rewarding mediocrity, but that's what happens in college football. Content, TV ratings, gets people to watch football, gives us investors a chance to do something, play some fantasy with the college. But the biggest thing is people don't put this in the equation. You know, the head coaches love it because they go, okay, my seniors are leaving. I'm going to work my juniors like dogs for these next 3 weeks and see what I got going into spring practice. So that's the biggest thing about the bowl games that make a lot of difference in things going on. So that being said, Well, Josh, any other upsets you think in college football are going to happen? I don't see any. I really don't. I mean, I can't see Purdue beating Michigan. It'd be wild, and I really don't see LSU pulling it off.
No, the upsets were yesterday. It was Ohio State.
You know
losing.
What's funny? I mean, you're talking about USC. There you go. There's a team now, Utah, the Utes. You know, sometimes they look like world beaters, and then other times it's like, you know, I think USF can beat them. So, speaking about USF, I got to give them some credit, even though 1-11, they're 1-11. That has to be the most competitive 1-11 team I've ever witnessed in college football. I'm serious. To hang in there like they did, it's amazing to me. But still, like Mike Dick has said, your record's your record. Yeah, Jeff, what are you thinking?
I just wanted to – my sleeper team, I like Utah over USC.
Yeah, you never know if they come
I mean,
to play.
Listen, you don't make any mistakes. They're well coached. That's my lock of the year, upset of the – of the millennium.
You're taking the points, though, of course, with that lock of the year, because if you're playing them straight up, I'm going to have to get you into AA real quick. Oh, my. A little too much Irish coffee this morning for my buddy Jeff if he thinks that's happening. But, no, on a serious note, they could pull it off. You just never know, man. You never know. Josh, where do you think the Florida State Seminoles are going to end up for the bowl game?
I think we're going to wind up facing Texas in one of those New Year's Day games.
That'd be cool.
Both teams kind of back on the rise. You know, Texas has Arch Manning up. I think it sets up for a fun narrative.
Yes.
I haven't looked at actually into, you know, ACC and Big 12 or anything like that.
Just out of curiosity, while we're talking, we're going to take this caller coming in. We do have one open line at 877-969-8600. I wanted you to pull up the ACC championship game, and we'll discuss that a little bit also. And we've discussed SEC, the Big 12.
What are you thinking about Miami for next year? You got to stick with Crystal Ball?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so glad FSU stuck with Mike Norvell. You got to give these guys 3 years to get their guys in there.
But we gave up on Taggart before committing to Norvell. So.
And we're going to take a quick time out here on AM 860, The Answer. When we come back, we'll speak about Mr. Taggart. I believe there's some interesting news. And we'll take care of Mr. Hal Jeffrey, the world wrestling man, I like to call him. We'll be coming up. We'll have some fun talking about that. I watched an old clip of Dusty Rhodes the other day on YouTube. Made me laugh my you-know-what off, folks. All right, hang in there with us. We're going to be a couple minutes away. We'll take your calls at 877-969-8600. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Highland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Are you using the web browser that came pre-installed on your smartphone? Time for a change. You can use the web faster and protect your privacy with alternative smartphone browsers. I'm Kim Commando. Let's start with Mozilla's Firefox. The smartphone version is lightning fast, lets you browse the web privately, and blocks third-party tracking cookies by default. If you use Firefox on your PC or laptop, it's a natural for your phone. Everything syncs up nicely. Next up, both the Brave browser and Google's Chrome have incognito mode, bookmarks, and security features. But Brave blocks ads on web pages. But be a good internet citizen. Whitelist sites that you use a lot so they can pay the bills with the ads. And there's the underdog Ecosia. It has a slew of privacy and security features, but they spend any money they make on planting trees. Ecosia has planted over 130 million trees so far. You can find links to these browsers at commando.com. And be sure to try my new daily podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. It's called Kim Commando Today.
It's called The Great Resignation. People just like you are quitting their jobs and starting businesses to earn serious money on their own terms. But don't make costly mistakes along the way. Get Kim Komando's newest book, Your Guide to Successful Online Freelancing. Kim breaks down everything you need to know to develop a profitable side gig or a freelance career, no matter your industry. Use Kim's advice to learn how to find work, manage projects, create schedules, and avoid scams that can trick even the savviest entrepreneurs. Kim offers pro tips for registering your business, creating compelling branding, attracting customers, developing the right set of tools to get your job done, and much more. After all, Kim started her multi-million dollar business with no investors, and to this day has absolutely no debt. Starting your own business is daunting. Don't do it alone. Just search Amazon for Kim Komando Books. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, and get your guide to successful online freelancing today.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, thanks for hanging in there with us here on AM 860, The Answer. Your home of Florida Gator basketball and Florida Gator football. They should have one more bowl game left, and we'll be sharing that with you live here on AM 860, The Answer. And I need to get to my man, Hal Jeffrey. Styling, profiling, Cadillac riding. Hal Jeffrey in the house. What's going on, Hal?
Hey, listen, buddy, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a slobber knocker when we get together the next time. That's all I can tell you right now. It's going to hurt. Pain is going to be immense. It's going to be deep. I'm going to tear arm from arm, limb to limb, tie your arms and legs together in a knot, and hang you from the nearest tree. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful.
I'm getting out of that figure four, Al. Not going to allow it to happen, sir. Can't allow the chokehold or the figure
I
four,
I thought he
man.
Was talking about divorce.
Whoa, that's the big D. We were talking about the Cowboys earlier.
I don't know if I put him in a figure four or not. I'll tell you that right now, though, but it's going to be a slobber knocker when I do. I'll tell you that. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. How you doing, Patrick? How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic, man. We're getting ready for some Sunday football, baby. Are you ready for some football? I'm always ready for that,
hey,
as you're well aware of.
So. It's throw the pigskin around time. It is, it is, it is.
Yes,
that's what we're going to call you. We're going to call you the pigskin power. When you come to the wrestling
there
arena,
we go.
We're going to put you in the ring, and you're going to call you the pigskin power. Here he is. Patrick Hyland, the pigskin pilot.
We'll go pewter power. Pigskin power. Triple P.
That's you. Hey, you are. That could be you, Patrick.
Oh,
with all of your fans that are listening right now, we're going to tell you how bad it's going to be. The wrestling is going to be good. We're going to have you there, and you're going to come out, and we're going to throw you in the ring with Haku and with a Cuban assassin.
No. Cuban assassin, we made a deal, okay? Instead of wrestling,
yeah.
I'm going to dance with fantasy, okay? And then there won't be any lover, not a fighter, man. Okay, we'll do the tango or something. Hell, I don't want to get hurt, man.
The only triple P Patrick has is how many times we're going to have to stop the match for him to go at his age.
But, wow, that's a little harsh. Man.
See, that's your smart partner there speaking up. He knows you.
Yes. Man, hey, thank God I don't have that problem yet. I'm sure in time, God bless. That's the way it works.
If he tries to dance with fantasy, he will be wrestling the Cuban assassin.
Oh, come on, gentlemen's agreement. Take it easy there, Mr. Assassin. Nah, he's a great guy, and she's a great
gal. He's a great guy. He's a great guy.
We're kidding around.
Yes, he is.
Haku's a great guy. You know, these guys, we joke around a lot, Hal and I, but they give back to the community big time. They're very humble. They're the great entertainers. You have a lot of fun. It's going to be a great get-together December 5th out there.
It is.
I'm looking forward to showing up, and, you know, can't wait to meet the cigar guys, and I hope they got some good Connecticuts for all my buddies who like to smoke because they're Connecticut guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm sure they do. And, it's always a great
–
good, man. Apollo Beach, man, it's a great place. You're right there by the water. It's very relaxing. December 5th should be a beautiful evening, nice and pleasant.
Yeah, 6 to 8 o'clock in the evening, Monday evening. It's a great evening to get out together before the Monday night football. You get home even in time for that.
Amen, Hal. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
Just enjoy, relax, and have a nice time, and for a great cause,
that's
too. That's the key about this.
Hey.
People don't realize you guys are helping out some guys that aren't as blessed and fortunate as some guys, like I was joking earlier about Ric Flair making it big. They still have a lot of injuries, but You got guys who didn't make it big who have a lot of injuries and need some help now with
finances
and other things. So please talk about that a little bit, Hal.
Well, you're exactly right. That's what the Cauliflower Alley Club's all about. It's an association, a fraternity of the wrestlers and boxers. Hollywood stunt people are in it. And we do the fundraising events to help those that have not been as lucky wrestling in the newer age where the money was a little bit better. These guys have wrestled over the years for sometimes $25, $30 a match in an evening, you know. And these guys are encountering medical needs and high hassle paying their rent, paying the electric bills. They're just having a tough time. They can't work, can't get other jobs. And so we try to do these fundraising things to have a committee on the Cauliflower Alley Club that ciphers out some of this money to help pay the bills and get the medical treatment that these guys need.
That's fantastic, Al. Great organization, and real happy about it. Go ahead.
Actually, B. Brian Blair, Killer B., B. Brian Blair is going to be with us Monday night to sign the autographs a week from tomorrow. Now, it's a week from tomorrow. It's not tomorrow night. It's a week away. But Brian's going to be there. He's the president of the Cauliflower Alley Club this time.
Good.
Now, he's the head man.
I'm looking forward to seeing Brian again. It's been a lot of years since he coached Little League Baseball in Carrollwood when I was coaching also, and he was always a class act. He and I both would throw batting practice as long as the kids wanted to hit, man. He was tireless,
that's
and it. So was I, because that's what it's all about, man. And he was a great city council person, too. And, you know, miss him
that's
being
right.
up there. And hopefully we get back to those days, because when he was there, we had a lot of good things in this county happening. So hopefully, you know, we'll get back to that. So, and it'd be great to see him and him ahead of this organization is a beautiful thing. So right on, Hal.
And Steve Kern. You know,
yes,
Steve Kern.
Sure, Steve's a good guy, too. Yeah, man.
Steve, he was.
Well, you know, a little technical difficulties there. But
he's going to be with us, too. Man, good. We got a bunch of folk coming out.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait, man. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. Should be fantastic. And Steve is a class act. He's done a lot here in the community also.
He's
done some things with George Steinbrenner back in the day. So, you know, these are guys who make things happen and do great things here in this town. And we don't give them enough credit. And that's, you know, there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes, Hal, with these type of people that never get talked about. But as soon as they do the littlest thing wrong – God forbid, you know, we're going to make that front page news. I mean, you know, how about some objectivity? I tell you what, good news sells also, Hal. I wish we could get back to that also, sir. But
I know. But you're preaching to the choir, telling me about getting involved in the community. That's what my job is nowadays.
Amen, Hal.
I get these guys out and help. And, you know, I've called on you enough times to go out and visit and do things.
Amen.
And you know what it's all about, brother.
Yeah, man, absolutely. That's what could help out people that aren't as blessed and fortunate as us, Hal, especially talking about this on a Sunday where we're all very blessed. And it was a nice Thanksgiving, you know. We got a lot to be thankful for in this country. We got room for improvement.
Amen.
I'll be the first to say that, but I'd rather start talking about our positives instead of our negatives all the time. And hopefully
we'll get
there soon, Hal. Well, thank you for calling in and talking about it. We'll have you on next Sunday also to talk about it. And
Please, I appreciate it.
You got it, Hal. God bless you. Have a great week, my friend. And
just bring your wrestling tights with you when you come to the cigars.
Yep, no problem. I got my Speedos ready, brother. Going to go with the black and red, man. Yes. And I'm going to make Scott Levinson, you know, be my corner man while I'm dressed like that, too.
Well, I mean, that's a good corner man. If you need cut man is what you call him, you're going to have some cuts.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, brother.
Thanks,
Thank
Hal.
You for giving me time.
You got it. Take care, Hal.
Bye,
talk
buddy.
To you soon. Thank you, man.
Okay,
all right,
brother. God
folks.
Bless.
Thanks, you. We're going to have a quick timeout here on AM 860. The Answer. We'll give you a little weather, a little update of SRN News with Mike Harrington. And we'll be back here on AM 860, The Answer, The Sports Zone.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Highland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Here's the latest from the Answer News Center.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Rescuers digging through mud for a second day in the search for people believed missing following an enormous landslide on the Italian resort island of Ischia. One body was recovered yesterday, and the prefect says at least 11 people remain missing. They are feared buried under mud and debris that firefighters say was as much as 20 feet deep in some places. It was all brought about by exceptional rainfall. There's been a surge in the number of Mexican citizens seeking asylum in Canada this year. The reason for the big jump includes the relative ease for Mexicans to obtain refugee status in Canada compared to the U.S., visa-free travel between Mexico and Canada, and the threat of violence back home. And people eager to start holiday shopping were weighed down by inflation, hunted for the best deals at stores and online Black Friday. The numbers aren't in yet, but they were certainly busy. This is SRN News.
AM 860, The Answer. Listen on our website, theanswertampa.com, 93.7 FM, W229 DJ Dunedin, by downloading the Answer Tampa app or on TuneIn or Odyssey. The latest from AccuWeather at the top and bottom of the hour, only on AM 860, The Answer.
It'll be warm and humid with more clouds and sun. There'll be a thunderstorm in spots late in the afternoon. The high will be 82. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny and less humid with a high 81. Tomorrow night, clear skies and a low 62. Then on Tuesday, mostly sunny and warm with a high 85. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Garrett Beck for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Highland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Highland.
All right, folks, welcome into the Sports Zone here on AM 860. The Answer, we'll take your calls at 877-969-8600. All right, we're going to get to the NFL now, get to the docket. We'll save the Bucks and Browns for the last minute of the show, so you stay tuned to us and check us out on that one, please. You leaving church? Getting ready to go to church, you can still get us on the Sports Zone page, as well as replay it back on AM 860, The Answer. We'd appreciate it. Josh, let's go with the first 1 o'clock game on the docket, brother.
I've got Broncos at Panthers.
Broncos at the Panthers. Ooh, big game. They should have saved that for Sunday night. Anyway, Josh, what are we looking at? 17-14, 21-17 on that one?
Yep, I think right around there. Sam Darnold back for Carolina, so that's kind of the big question mark.
It is. I'm curious to see what he does.
And then if you are desperate for a running back, you just want a cheap dart throw, Marlon Mack is going to be backing up Latavius Murray. They cut Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
So if you think the Broncos are going to run it up, rely on the ground game, be in a positive game script, Mack could get some touches.
Yeah, that's true for a long shot play, He could be one of your flex guys. You get a bunch of studs, make him your flex guy for probably $6,000 in FanDuel. If he punches a touchdown in, you look like a hero. So that could be very interesting. I don't think Russell Wilson's a FanDuel quarterback today. You play.
There's some people that think this is a nice get-right spot for him.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. They just haven't seen much from there at all. But, you know, against Carolina would be the spot to do it, I suppose.
Sure. All right, brother, give me the next one.
So next here for me is Bucks at Browns. Do you want to wait until the end
for
that one?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Ravens at Jags.
Interesting game. Lamar Jackson, I think this is going to be a real good game for him. I think he's going to throw three touchdowns and run one in. I think they're going to get it right today. I don't know why. I just got a feeling. And they better start putting some offense on the board or they'll be one and done in the playoffs. So we'll see. What do you think about what I said, Josh?
It's going to be another typical Ravens game where they just barely win at the end. They make some silly plays, silly decisions, but they wind up winning ugly.
Scott, you like talking about the Ravens a little bit, and you like Lamar Jackson like I do. So what do you think?
I do. They seem to be right there, but sort of like Josh was, they just can't put anything away. They just don't seem like a finishing team.
We're gonna and today would be the day to do it. Talking about get right, Russell Wilson, the Ravens need to get right. Jeff, who do you like in the Ravens game?
I think the Jags are somewhere mid-level. Again, if I think about it, their offense if you stack up against the rest of the league, is pretty decent.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Jags and the points today.
Okay.
You can go to my website, www.pickthe-other-side-of-what-I-say.com. But, anyway.
I love it. I love it. Being humble. I like it. All right, Josh, give me the next 1 o'clock special.
And then just in terms of fantasy, Gus Edwards is active for that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he'll be back. But again, it's just that backfield's tough. You've still got Kenyon Drake, Justice Hill, but they do like Gus. So.
That is a bad luck for running backs territory right now, to say the least. Seems like they drink the water and get hurt the next day. So
it's
anyway.
Tough.
Yeah, man.
And then you have Lamar taking touches, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Vulturing goal line stuff. So now you've got next matchup is Texans at Dolphins. This is one of the backup quarterbacks of the week. Or not a backup anyway. I guess Davis Mills got benched.
Yes,
so
he
you've
did.
Got another quarterback change.
Well, this kid isn't bad. We're going to see what he can produce today. I'm anxious to see. I think Miami still should win the game 28-14, but, again, you just don't know in those type of games what's going to happen. Is the Houston defense going to wake up and see what happens? It's funny. If you look at a lot of times the double-digit team doesn't cover in the NFL, and most of those games go under, Josh. It's weird. You would think it the other way around, but it's not. It's about a 6.5 to 3.5 that, you know, those games don't go over when it's a double-digit favorite.
And it's a positive game script type thing because a team goes up, and then whereas the general public, they have multiple would-be scoring drives, they run the ball. So they waste more time, less possessions, less plays, and they just wind up running the clock down because they know they're confident that they can beat the other team. And like you're saying, just this year's been a good example of you can just take double-digit dogs every single time. Like, you can just take the points and be profitable by the end of the year.
And just sweat it out,
yeah.
You know, because it's going to look bad until about the fourth quarter.
Because
you get the prevents, and you go, whew.
And
cashed.
That's the difference in the NFL. The talent level amongst all the teams is pretty similar. There really is a good amount of parity throughout the league, unlike you see in college.
That's correct.
Or even in the NBA.
That's good points also. Jeff, who do you like in that game?
Well, I'm just going to relive history a little bit. Years ago, the Redskins were playing the almighty Super Bowl winners of all time, Dallas Cowboys, and I laid a bet on Dallas against an unknown quarterback named Gus Frerotte. I thought it was a lock, and Gus lit us up. I like the Texans in the points.
Okay. All right, man. There you go. Miami's not good at covering, so we shall see. Is that thing over 14 points now, Josh?
I see 14 here.
Okay, there you go, man. That's the way it goes down. Scott, are you going to go with the Finns since you used to root for them before the Buckies came here?
I actually, yeah.
You got the Aqua shirt on.
I got, it's right color.
Yes, it's like me, buddy.
But even watching last week, we talked about their receivers and all that. And what did they didn't kill them. It was underneath.
Yeah,
it was run. And what'd they do? They went that deep cover to the old style.
Yes.
That's the way to control Miami. But they're learning how to take what they're given.
Sure.
Everything's not a downfield. So I see Miami winning this game pretty handily.
I think so, too. We shall see. Depends. They put pressure on the Houston quarterback. It'll be lights out early. All right, Josh. Next 1 o'clock special, brother.
Two new quarterbacks here. So you've got the Bears, where it'll be Trevor Siemian starting because Justin Fields is out.
Okay.
And then Mike White has taken over for the Jets in place of Zach Wilson, who was benched.
See, I like there's your fly-in right there, Mike White. This kid has these crazy games where he'll throw for 3 touchdowns and run 1 in. Now, Siemian, if he's smart, will control the game. They'll run the ball, and we'll see what happens. The game doesn't mean anything, but it could be one of the better games of the night, the day. I don't know why.
It means something for the Jets.
Okay.
They can still make the playoffs.
Okay.
I mean, we can say it doesn't mean anything for the Bears for the last 6 years, but it all.
The Bears. Sorry, Ken. We just tell it like it is, you know?
I'm sorry.
Hey, you know, they're going to lose today.
Oh.
It's going to be a 7, maybe 14 point game.
Wow.
I mean, the Jets have more wins than the Bucs.
Yeah.
I mean, the only problem with the Jets all season has been Zach Wilson.
Right. So we'll see if Mike White can do something.
I think it's an upgrade for them.
I like the kid, too, so you agree with me. Yeah.
They have weapons. Like, Breece Hall is hurt, but Michael Carter is solid.
He's not a bad running back.
Not at all. James Robinson is a healthy scratch I just saw, which is surprising. But,
that
again,
he's
not a big contributor.
After he left
but
the Jags to go
Elijah
up there.
Moore is talented. Garrett Wilson is talented.
I like
they
Garrett.
Have, cause they've got Braxton Berrios, who can be the little guy in the slot and just gobble up catches.
He's a tough kid.
They just need someone that isn't a net negative. We saw that Patriots game last weekend, so that was horrific. Horrific.
Rough,
the difference is you then saw Mac Jones bounce back here on Thursday and play well. We've never seen that from Zach Wilson. We've seen nothing from him.
Again, second year.
Second year is when you need to see something. Yeah. That's when there's enough.
You do. That's why I say Kyle Trask is not.
I know.
I mean, he's not. They're not. Didn't even look at him, really.
Yeah.
And but you got to give Ken credit. He could be the most realistic, honest fan of any team. You can't even call him a homer because I wouldn't do that to him.
No.
It's not fair, especially when you're talking the Bears.
The Bears.
Anyway, I think Jets win by a teddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Scott? Same.
I'm going with that, if not more.
Okay. What do you think?
I'm going to join the fellas. I think the same.
Okay. I'm gonna predict the upset, fellas. Bears by 3.
Whoa.
So we shall see. I just got a feeling,
man. Just made Ken's day.
He
doesn't believe you.
Right, but I just got a feeling. We'll see. I've been pretty lucky telling you when the Bears were going to win and lose this year, so we'll see. I know. I haven't had any Irish coffee either, so we can't use that excuse. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll man up next Sunday. Come on, Bears. Don't let me down. Come on, Siemian from the Broncos. Okay. All right, Josh. Next 1 o'clock, brother.
Bengals at Titans.
Yeah. Joe Mixon out. For everybody, that's
Jamar Chase
cool.
back.
Jamar's back, baby. Well, there you go. That's going to be interesting.
Nope, I lied. He's inactive.
Wow, that's not cool, man.
It was not cool. I agree.
What a tease.
Wow. LSU guy, too, man. That's a shame. We'll take your calls at 877-969-8600. We have 1 open line, 1 caller calling in, and we'll get to you in just a minute. All right, Josh, next 1 o'clocker, buddy. Well, no, we got to say, I'm going to say Cincinnati by 7.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay.
Really?
You should wager on that one.
Okay.
I like Titans to win a close one, like 24-23, something weird.
I'm taking Titans by 10.
Okay. I just have a feeling since he's going to find a way to win this game.
You should both bet on that. Some confidence. Have a friendly wager here in-house.
There you go.
Last 1 o'clock game, the Dirty Birds at the Caucasians.
There you go. For you folks who don't know, that would be the Washington Communists. Against Atlanta Birdies, the Falcons, okay? But Marcus Mariota, boy, he's looking good, Josh. And then, boy, Mr. Heineken, you know? Boy, those two franchises looking. I got to give Washington a little credit, man. I'm going to say Washington wins by a touchdown.
Yeah, like 24-20, Washington, something like that.
Yeah.
I kind of like the over a little bit. It was around 40.
Yeah.
I kind of like to go over by a few points
they're
there.
They're playing in Georgia, right?
No.
Oh, they're up in D.C., Virginia, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. We obviously, as Bucks fans, we want Atlanta to lose, so.
Well, of course.
But Washington's defense is solid. You remember they got Chase Young.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be coming back and everything. So,
Heineken's a manageable quarterback. He gets the job done. He doesn't lose the games for you.
Yeah.
He's not going to win them for you. You know who could have a good game today? Tell me if I'm wrong. I need your FanDuel expertise, Hill. McLaren.
Yeah. I think Atlanta's secondary isn't all, you know, they're middle.
I'm hoping eight catches, 120 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah. What I like for their offense is they need to keep giving it to Gibson. They tried to wean off Gibson for Brian Robinson, and I understand Brian Robinson is a feel good story. You want to sell the jerseys. He looks like a plotter. He looks like just a large
guy. There
was
a plotter that looked pretty good back in the day, too, that had some issues with the Steelers. And then finally.
You think he looks like that?
Well, I don't want to get carried away.
I mean, really?
Know, but, hey, tell the people who I'm talking about, Josh.
He's looking a little bit like LeGarrette Blunt on the late end of his career, the Super Bowl winning. You know, he's looking a little large.
Who's the Pittsburgh Steeler?
You're talking about the bus. No?
Who are you?
He used to delay in the backfield. Michigan State guy. Look.
Le'Veon?
Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, no. But Le'Veon could have. Le'Veon could contribute out of the backfield. He could catch passes. He could do a lot.
This kid's not bad. Let's see what Robinson does. I like him out of the backfield.
I'm all for it. I just think that they were trying to force it a little bit because of the narrative. That's it. That's all I mean. I think
All I know, Gibson's Patrick, the better back. Is if Washington wins.
Okay.
I think we might know someone that has a shirt company.
Okay.
I think we need the shirts, the Washington Caucasian.
I think it sounds good.
Hey, Joshua, you know anyone that could help us out there?
Yeah.
I think so.
And what we're going to do is I want you to make the helmet with a guy in a three-piece suit carrying a briefcase, okay? And we'll say Washington, the Swamp. And with that, we're going to take a quick timeout here on AM860, The Answer. The Sports Zone. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Patrick Highland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
You listen to this radio station for truth at a time when truth is an endangered species. Now, we want to invite you to listen to our sister TV network, Salem News Channel. You'll find us in the App Store or online at salemnewschannel.com or on Roku or similar devices. You'll see Hugh Hewitt in the morning, followed by Mike Gallagher. You'll see Dennis Prager, followed by Sebastian Gorka. And at 5 Eastern Time, our newest star, Andrew Wilkow, with Dinesh D'Souza at 7 Eastern. Salem News Channel, the antidote to the mainstream media.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. Americans have unfortunately developed an unofficial slogan. I want it, and I want it right now. Thanks to instant food drive-thru and Amazon Prime same-day or next-day deliveries, the practice of patience has become a lost art, and it is a habit that will become addictive in all areas of one's life. But being an impatient person will cost you. It breeds a spirit of not having any concern or empathy for others. Hasty demands can lead to bad decisions, decisions that can be very costly. Impatience leads to grumbling and ultimately anger as your needs are not immediately met. It hampers right thinking. Instead, practice patience and a measured approach to your daily affairs. A peaceful, patient, paced life is a more fulfilling lifestyle than constantly living stressed out. I'm Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Highland.
All right, all right. We got about 7 minutes left. We're going to get to the – was that the last 1 o'clock we went over there, Josh?
Yeah.
4 o'clock specials. How many games are they giving us at 4 o'clock?
Four.
Four of them. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Okay.
There's no teams on bye this week because you had the Thanksgiving games.
Right. They heard you bitching last week.
Well, no. If they heard me, next year it'd be, 2 weeks, the 8th and 9th week, no football. We're going to let Jeff – Jeff, I need you to get on this with me now. Here's my proposal, okay? You like fantasy football, so do I. We love NFL football. We love college football. I wanted to shut down the NFL for 1 week, the 8th, 9th week of the year. Everybody would have the same bye week. There'd be no advantage to have an early or a late one, number one. Number two, okay, that would just be the more fair competition way to do it. And Buddy said, Patrick, the NFL's not going to shut down for 1 week, no NFL games. Okay, fine. So how about we shut down the AFC for 1 week and the NFC for the next? That's still 8 games. There'll be no Thursday nighters. You'll get 3 at 1. You'll get 3 at 4. You get the Sunday night special and the Monday night special. And you might get some fans to look at other teams, and that's better fair competition for all parties. I don't see the problem with that. Better than this 2-6-4, 2-4-6. What's your thoughts, Jeff? Give me your 2 cents.
Well, I think when we talk about stuff like this that's subjective, I think the number one reason that it would be opposed by most everybody is the green, the money.
No.
Listen.
Like they're going to lose money.
It makes sense. It gets interesting. But at the end of the day, buddy, you can't change anything that has to do with that much money, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, well, that's sad. That's sad, that it's like that. Because I don't think it would cost them money. And I might make them money, and I'll tell you why. Everybody has one favorite team. But there's a few people that have two. And guess what? You show other teams on the national stage, you might get some fans to root them in. I think you'd increase fan participation and fan love and be fair about it. That's my 2 cents about it. And you do have to admit it is the more competitive way to do it. There's no argument there. I don't care. Anybody can't argue that point. And nobody has with me. They go, you got me there, Patrick. Because if everybody has the same one, or within a week, no one's getting an advantage. That's the way it should be.
I'd rather watch a bad football game on a Sunday than a pickleball match.
Well, I agree with you there, Scott. That's why.
Although nothing against pickleball. It's growing.
No, it is.
But
on a serious note, that's why I retracted shutting down for 1 weekend. The whole NFL just shut down the AFC or the NFC.
Too much money in it.
Yeah. You still would have a good 8 games to watch, and you just show them all over the country. It'd be great. But anyhow.
The NFL never shuts down.
Well, I'm not saying shut down.
Walmart doesn't shut down. Yeah. And the Bessel Whorehouse in Texas doesn't shut down. Anything else,
I hear you.
Patrick, I think I got to revisit that. I think you might be onto something. Instead of skipping the week on that weekend, the top AFC fantasy players playing a game and the top NFC fantasy players playing a game.
That's it.
Come on, people. Get behind it.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. I got a supporter, baby.
Can Joshua do that in FanDuel?
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be great. I'm telling you, it'd be fantastic. Well, we're going to go over the last 4, and then we'll save our Buckaroo pick at the end. All right, go ahead with the first 4 o'clocker, bro.
Chargers at Cardinals.
Chargers? I like the Chargers. I like Herbert today. I'm going to say 27-21 Chargers.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little closer, but yeah, I like Chargers to win by less than a touchdown.
Okay.
About very a field good. Goal right
think?
Around there.
Agree. Agree. What do you think, Jeff?
I'm going Chargers by 6.
There you go. I like it. All right. Next 4 o'clocker.
Raiders at Seahawks.
The Raiders. Ugh. Can Geno do the magic against the Raiders? Can Derek Carr find a way to win for the Raiders? Can Devontae Adams do something? Is it fair to say if you had the 10th, 11th, or 12th pick, you chose Devontae in fantasy land? You're not real happy with that pick right now, are you, Josh?
No, probably not.
Yeah. It's a loser. I'm going to pull off the upset, though. I think the Raiders are going to win by a field goal, man.
I agree.
I know. I don't know why. Are we that crazy?
Yeah, Seattle by 10.
Wow. Okay, buddy boy. Next week we're going to drill.
The Raiders have been a bad football team this year. The Seahawks have been a good football team this year. The Seahawks are playing at home.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Jeff?
I like the Seahawks coming off a bye for some reason.
That's true. Pete Carroll's pretty good about motivating the team. But we'll see. Sometimes you can have a lull doing that, too. So we shall see. Okay, next 4 o'clocker.
Rams at Chiefs. This is another one where the Rams are starting a person named Bryce Perkins.
Yeah.
At quarterback.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's going to be rough. I think
Chiefs win in the last 12 seconds of the game like they do every other game.
No, the Rams are very, very bad. Can you name anyone in that offense after Stafford and Kupp? They're both out.
Cam Akers.
He wouldn't have been able to name that.
Oh, okay.
I would.
Because Florida State running back. He could have pulled that one out.
What's he a flash in the pan?
Who, Cam?
He never even flashed. Cup. Who?
Cup.
No.
You're wild. God. No, he's going to be
His most recent, like, 20-25 game stretch, I'm sure, is the best. However you break it down. Yeah, no, he's insane.
No. Well, I think he'll finish out a good career.
Today is weird, freaking all about Isaiah Pacheco.
Yes.
All about Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah,
been beating that drum. He's good young running back.
Are they
back.
Favored by 2 touchdowns in that game, Josh?
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, like we said before, you take the points, take the double-digit points, but you're not going to feel good about that at all. I think the way to attack that game is, like, Chiefs team total over or just Pacheco to score a touchdown, something like that.
Or
you tease it down or, it's just it's too many points.
It's a weird game.
Saints at Niners for the last 4 o'clock.
It's funny, boy. That always used to be a great game back in the day.
It did.
Now they're not in the same divisions.
I think Niners up, down, left, right, Niners win.
I think the Saints are going to pull off an upset. I don't know why. I just do, man.
And San Fran.
I know. It sounds weird.
Nah.
You know? Oh, boy. Next week, Jeff, if you could come back, we're going to have a little discussion about Jimmy Garoppolo and Dak Prescott because it's kind of funny about their stats and about contract extensions and everything. And we're going to get off the air here in a minute, but you and I'll talk off the air about that too. But last but not least, Bucks, I'm going to say 27-17. Scotty?
I think you are going to see the Bucks running game put up 150 yards today.
I agree.
And win by 12.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big Rashad White day. You got Lenny out. White going to be able to play. And I think Mike Evans going to have a big game. Cleveland receivers have – or defensive backs, excuse me.
What about Otten is a flying
no.
at tight end?
You're not going to get enough volume there. You're wishing. You're wishing and praying on that.
Okay, good point.
24-20 Bucks.
Whoa.
I think Bucks blow out. Bucks by 2 touchdowns.
That's what I think. Okay, at least 10. All right. Folks, want to thank you for tuning in to AM860 The Answer, the Sports Zone. Appreciate all the support. Thanks for tuning in. Be safe out there. Do a random act of kindness for your fellow man. I tell you, we need to start doing more of that. We need to get back to 9/12/2001 when we all united as a nation.
Peace, Tampa Bay. Peace.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.